The year of the bicycle. Hey, with 45 days left until spring, why not make 2024 the year of the bicycle? Somehow, whether you realize it or not, there is always a bicycle trail nearby, and that can easily translate to rebellion, adventure, mischief, and health. Bicycling is almost like riding a car in that you can get anywhere, but unlike driving around in a box, bicycling gives you a feeling of adventure, especially when you bring your day pack along. Prepare snacks and even a sausage for a grill 20 miles away. Maybe even bring your brushes or pencils to draw all the ducks you meet along the way. Set off in the morning, maybe like 4 a.m. Check your tire pressure and slobber sunscreen all over yourself. If there is a motorist out there, then they will wonder about you, maybe the whole day. About the kind of an adventurer that you are, and where you are going so early. Before you know it, you'll be on the trail proper, and crisp morning air will welcome you and convince you that you are in fact in the right place. Aside from having everything you need to inflate a tire, including little kit to cover up a large hole that a stick can make, and a full-sized, no-nonsense, super clunky air pump, and of course some grease because things always squeak somewhere, somehow, no matter what you do, there is one more thing that no one ever talks about. And that is an extra wide seat. Bicycle adventures are not a race. You don't need a race seat that you must first get your butt used to. You need a soft leather seat meant for a large person. You will never tire your behind, and it will feel like riding a soft sofa. Those little seats are no good for day-long adventures. They are only for a couple of hours of an already painful race. Listen to me. Put a wide seat on your sleek bicycle. They are not that expensive, and you may be able to find them at discount stores, and you can always change it back for short runs. Lastly, I want to encourage you to buy a simple bicycle, especially one without any hand-operated brakes. One that does not have any cables that never quite work, or gimmicky disc brakes that will have you soon buying brake pads. Get an inexpensive, although large, bicycle without many moving extra parts. Consider a fat tire one. They aren't expensive either. I found mine at a supermarket for $135. It was on sale, but even full price would have been fair. In order to stop on a simple bicycle, in case you are curious, you gently push the pedals backwards. You only have one gear, too. And that's really all you need. You don't need to tweak your gears. Before you know it, your endurance will increase, and so will the speed with which you zip around on your bicycle. Be safe. Stay away from cars. Most of the time, drivers simply cannot see you. If you must ride by a road, get some bright blinking lights and a helmet. Be sure to bring your narrated books along. Bicycling long distances goes great with adventure books.